Hello, 大家好，我是 Jenny， 欢迎你又一次来到开源英语带给你的潘吉 Jenny 告诉你。
Hey guys, I'm Adam. Wow, yeah.
你干什么、
huh? Uh-oh.
What are you doing?、
You're
doing some non-verbal communication. Well, it is verbal,、but it's non-lexical.
Right, they're not words I'm using, but they're still, you know, full of meaning.
没错，就是在各种语言里面、都有一些很特定的声音，这种 sounds, 比如中文，哎呦，哎呀。
哦、oh.
对，但这些在英文里面好像你们有不一样的声音，不一样的 sounds.
Well, it's funny because some of them, yeah, are really different, and then some of them are pretty similar.
没错。所以我觉得真的想把一门语言学好啊，除了你要会懂那个 words 语言，它的 non-words, non-lexical 的东西，人家弄那样一个 sound 是什么意思，其实也挺重要的。今天我和 Adam 就要来教教大家。OK, 那今天呢，我们在节目有限的时间里面跟大家准备了大概有十个英语里面最常出现的这声音，但其实声音还有很多也常用。所以我们为大家准备了一个详细的列表啊，你可以到我们的微信公众号开言英语开放的开语言的言回复关键词声音就能拿到这个完整的英语声音列表了 OK 那前面、我们讲到了一个 technical term 一个术语叫做 non-lexical sounds
Right、we also would say the word filler
filler
So sometimes people even say non-lexicalFiller sounds.
OK, 那我们先来看最难的这个词 lexical.、它是什么意思呢
Lexical、refers to lexicon, which is the collection of all of the words.
对就是有意思的这种词语、对吧、
right.
然后 non-lexical 就是我们说的它不是真正说的这种语言词语而就是、sounds.
They're sounds, but again, they're not just meaningless sounds.、like they are sounds that are full of meaning.
对所以前面你说那个词 filler, F-I-L-L-E-R,、它就是填充填补的东西。
Right, usually when we talk about filler, we're talking about it in like a negative sense. Like if you are writing an essay for your professor and、you didn't really do your homework, you just write a bunch of, you know,、meaningless filler in there. But this is really meaningful stuff because we're using it in everyday conversation.、
Adam 想从哪里开始讲呢
就这个吗、Well, yeah, it's a good thinking word, right? Like,、
对，你说 thinking word, 像我刚刚无意识的就说，哦，这好像是中文里面，我如果在思考，在想，哦，确实如此。
Yeah, so that's a pretty similar one, right? Because we could just go like, oh.
对，就稍微有点不同，但是你前面说的那个 sounds 英文里面的
Yeah, so like it could be or it could be There's really no difference between those two. It's just like, I don't know what to say, so, maybe, I'll,
但在英文里其实这些 sounds, 常用的 sounds, 它都有标准的写法,就拼法。
Yeah,
kind of, right?
Most of them do, like, is U-H.
U-H?
Yeah.
还有 U-M.
Yeah, U-M, exactly.
是吧?
Yeah, and so that H or the M, like if we were texting, for example,、like we do use these...words in text messages,、we might say like U-H-H-H or、U-M-M-M.
Okay, 反正都很常用啊。另外我觉得还有一个常用就是外国人 这个是中文里面我们没有的。
Right, so this one's funny because uh-huh means yes or yeah.、But when we say it like uh-huh, well, it's the same as saying yeah in a conversation, like yeah?Yeah?
但是你不太相信就是 you're quite like,
It could be suspicious, but you know, it could also just be like, continue. Oh yeah.
Okay, 就我 follow 你的这个。
Right, But just be careful because I do have one friend that really uses this one too much.
那后果是什么?
Well, it just kind of sounds like,He's not listening.
Just very dismissive.
Yeah.
Right? 别人讲然后他就没有任何 interest 问人家就一直 Yeah, so be careful, right?
Yeah, exactly.
You don't want to overdo it. 但前面你说到的还有一个 aha 的那个
Aha!
这个让我想到英语里有个说法叫什么 aha moment.
Yeah, yeah. Aha is when you just understand finally, right?
啊，就比如英语，我说学了很久都没学会，然后突然有一天你开窍了，
嗯，
然后你就 reach 一个 aha moment.
Aha, yes.
对 ,aha, right?
I get it.
对，除了 aha moment, 另外还有一个看到很好的东西的时候也经常会发出的一个声音就是
wow.
哇、
wow,
哦我们中文里面会说哇、
wow,
wow. 对就应该是 WA、
right.
然后英文里面那个是
哇、wow, WOW
对所以也有另外一个说法叫什么 wow factor、
right.
然后比如一个东西就是真的很吸引人、
mm-hmm.
很吸引人眼球你说、oh, it's got the wow factor
right, it makes people go wow
yeah or You need to wow them.
Yeah, she wowed them with her amazing English ability.
对，所以也可以做一个动词用、
yeah.
是吧？所以就真的这些 filler sounds 不要小看他们呢，还真的很有意思啊。哎，但这里 I want to break for a little bit, 然后要问 Adam 的就是像中文里的一些哎呦然后哦这些、
oh.
对这种英文里有吗
Well, kind of. Like, when I first went to China, I was in Guangzhou, so I always heard, 哎呀哎呀哎呀 And I just remember thinking, like, that sounds a lot like, 哎呀呀 which is what we say a lot in North America, because、
oh,
we have a lot of Spanish-speaking people.
Oh, so, 哎呀呀 是西班牙语、OK, 但现在很多讲英语的人也会这样用。
哎呀呀。
哎呀呀的意思和哎呀是很像。
It can be, right? Like that, like surprise or you know, like, oh, Adam's late again. 哎呀呀 this guy.
哎呦又晚了又迟到了。好那接下来我们要看这个声音呢就觉得很美国的一个 sound。它其实就是 yes 变过来的。
Okay, so yeah.
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 美国人还说 yep.
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 Yeah, there's a lot of them. Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
这其实就和 yes 是差不多。
Yeah, but again, like yes, keep in mind that yes can be used in so many, you know, different ways too, right? Yes. Yes.
但那个 yeah 还可以变成什么 oh yeah?
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But again, right, so this one's interesting too because in a conversation where my friend...really likes talking. I could just say, oh yeah,
oh yeah,
oh, yeah. huh, oh yeah, oh yeah.
如果你有一点 surprise, 你就可以 oh yeah?
Oh yeah!
好吧英语到今天我才发现真的好搞呀。OK, 最后来看几个比如说你不小心摔得比较疼了哈、You accidentally hurt yourself.
Okay, probably the first thing I would do is swear, but, but since we're not talking about swear words today, you could just say, ow.
Ow?
Yeah, ow.
Or ouch.
Ouch is, I mean, it's a bit longer. So, for example, let's say Adam was late again, and Jenny is very angry, so she kind of hits me. I would just kind of say, ow.
I'll never do that, but okay.
Ow.
Ow,
yeah. Why'd you hit me? Ow.
我发现我两个儿子经常会 ow, 因为他们两个比如人说哥哥推了我 ow, 然后跟哥哥说弟弟先推我的 ow, 就两个人此起彼伏的 ow, ow. Yeah, what do we say in Chinese? 疼的时候 ow, 好像也是 ow, 但我们没有那个 ouch,、
okay.
没有那个、
well, so that's the thing, we also add this ch sound at the end, ouch,
ouch.
Ouch.
好最后想问 Adam 的两个第一个是如果什么看到一些比较脏啊或者恶心的东西
ugh.Ugh.
Ugh.
Yeah. Ugh.
OK. 这个写出来就拼出来是 U.
U-G-G-H. Or again, we might put like many G's, but it has to have the U-G-H because that G is really coming from the back of your throat. Like, ugh.
Ugh, 像吐痰。
嗯。
比如你看到一个人随地吐痰，你可以说 ugh.
Ugh.
好恶心。哎，那英语里面有没有那个比如你又迟到了我就、实在是 fed up 我就又迟到了这个、
oh. Yeah, we usually use TSK to,、to spell that
TSK
Yeah, right And sometimes we will even make that into like a real proper lexical word Like a mother or、a teacher or something might say TISK TISK
TISK TISK
Because it's supposed to be this TSK
所以外国妈妈也会小孩的、
yeah.
会责小孩 好，今天的节目就到这儿，跟大家分享了一些 non-lexical 非文字的声音交流，但是也很重要，因为里面传达很多的信息和情感。OK， 那希望大家喜欢我们今天的节目。那当然，开言英语的宗旨就是帮大家更有效的学会英语，是那种可以用的、可以说的、可以交流的英语。所以我们的课程都是有语言，不是都是这种 sounds。会员课程每天更新，我们现在已经有1000多节主题非常丰富、实用的课程，并且还会带给大家更多的新形式的内容。下个月呢，我们有一个给会员的短音频课程，我们会讲一些现在国外媒体啊、报纸上面trending stories 啊，热门的话题、热门的事件。之后呢，我们也会启动我们的视频课程，希望大家不断的感受到我们在进步，我们在为你做得更好啊！谢谢大家的支持，你可以到我们的微信公众号点击菜单免费试用我们的课程，之后在公众号购买呢也有最优惠的价格，学习一年只要618。 OK guys, thank you for listening and we look forward to seeing you next time. 再见。
Wow, yeah, bye bye.